Okay. Today's daf is Yuma, Samach Tes. It's a very long daf, very fascinating daf, amazing, amazing daf. Get to Amud Beis. It's amazing, amazing stuff. And now we're on Samach Ches Amud Beis by the Mishnah, by the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that if the Kohen Gadol wants to wear, there was laning now, there was a laning that took place, and if the Kohen Gadol wanted to wear his ordinary clothes, and not with Bigdik Kahuna, that was okay. So the Gemara says, Midik Tani B'itz Talis, Lavan, Mishalo, since it said that he was allowed to wear his own white clothing, his own personal clothing, he was allowed to, Michlal, what do you see? The Kriya Lava Vodi. The laning is not an avoda. Obviously, it's not an avoda because you can't wear your own clothes to do other avoda. Kohen Gadol was not allowed to wear his own personal clothes to do avoda. So obviously, since he's allowed to be wearing his own personal clothes to be laning, it's not an avoda. The Katani, and it said, Imrat Zalikros Big Day Butz Kore. But if he wanted to keep on his Big Day Butz, if he wanted to keep on his clothes, he was okay. He was okay to do that. If he wanted to keep on his white clothes, right, his big day boots, the special Yom Kippur begadim, he was okay. It was okay, but we just said it's not an avoda. So he's allowed to wear big day kahuna when it's not an avoda. Shema mina, what do you see? Big day kahuna nitnu lehanos behen. A big day kahuna, you're allowed to have enough of them. I'm allowed to wear them when it's not an avoda. I don't have to run and take them off the second the avoda is done. I can even lean. I can even keep them on. Right? So the Gemara says, Dilma, not necessarily true. Dilma, maybe shiny kriya, maybe laning is different. The tzarech avodahi. It's not going for a walk. It's not taking. We're gonna have it in a minute. It's not taking a nap. Right? It's part. It's not official avoda. It's certainly part of the avoda. Right? It's not a free time downtime. It's not what it was. So not necessarily true. It was in this quasi area. Partly avoda. Yes. No. So that's why he was allowed to wear his regular clothes, or he could keep on his big day kahuna. The Bailam, because we had a whole shiloh. Big day kahuna. Nitnu lahanis behen, or lo nitnu lahanis behen. Now we're going to spend the next amid discussing. Is the Kohen allowed to have hana from big day kahuna? We're going to answer the maskan is yes. The Gemara is going to say yes. That means they didn't have, most Rishonim say, on the basis of this grounds. Couldn't go home with them. But when you're on the basis of this grounds, you were allowed to have hana. You're allowed to have enough from them, which means you didn't have to take them off the second you finished the avoda. You didn't have to. Toshma. Loha yishayin b'big day kodesh. There's a brisa that says, you're not allowed to sleep. Let's now we're going to try, before we get to the sleeping, we're going to try to bring a raya whether or not you're allowed to have enough for b'big day kodesh. We had a shayla. What's the halacha? So Toshma. Lo yaha yishayin b'big day kodesh. It was not permissible to sleep in Big Day Kahuna. Couldn't go to sleep in Big Day Kahuna. So why not? So Rashi says, because maybe you'll pass gears. You'll pass gears, and that's not appropriate to have that kind of action going on when you're wearing Big Day Kahuna. And you're sleeping, so you can't control yourself. So who knows what's going to happen? So don't go to sleep in Big Day Kahuna. It's not appropriate. What is there? There's no Aveira. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to have those kind of actions while you're sleeping, while you're wearing Big Day Kahuna.
What happens when you're awake? It's part of human nature.
What?
It's part of human nature when you're awake.
I guess you can control yourself better. So the Gemara says, since it only mentioned sleeping, Shinahu delo. You can't go to sleep. Ha mechal achli, but you can eat. So what do you see? Just sleeping is a special category. That's not appropriate. But to do other things, to eat, take a walk, that I could do. So, see, I can have anar while I'm wearing Big Day Kahuna. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Shiny Achila, maybe eating is different. You know why? The Tzarech Avodahi, because it's part of the Avodah process. Similar to laning. How do you know? The Takiratanya. V'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem. Right? The Kahanim will eat, and that is a Kapara. Malamid. Shakahanim Ochlu Nabailam is Kaparin. By the Kahanim eating the Karbanos, the Bailam get Kapara. But it's part of the avoda. It's not part of the official avoda, but it's certainly connected. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eating is not proper. Shinahu delo. Maybe sleeping not. Sleeping not. Right? You can't sleep. That's not right to sleep. But haluche mahalche. What about walking? I'm taking a walk. Can I take a walk? Omer bring the kahuna? Is that okay? It's not a kahuna. I'm bored. I'll take a walk. So the Gemara says, but didn't who, really, the haluche namilo. Really, you can't even take a walk. Really, you couldn't take a walk either. So then why does the Mishnah single out sleeping? If you can't take a walk? Why does it only say Shina? It should say all activities. What? No, it's the Gemara has a different answer. The Gemara says, for safer it's trichalei. Because there's a safer to that brisa, which had to do with sleeping. Since it's a safer that has to do with sleeping, we talk about sleeping in the ratio. What's the safer that has to do about sleeping? Safer it's trichalei. Poshtin, umakaplin, you can fold up your clothes. You take off your clothes. The Kohen can take off the Big Day Kahuna, fold them up, and take them off and fold them up. Umanicha tachas rasheihem, and put them under his head. You could put them under your head like a pillow. You're allowed to do that. That's not, and we're going to discuss that right now. But that wasn't considered a bazillion. Why? Because so you're not passing gaze on it. So the whole thing doesn't apply. I would think maybe you shouldn't do that. That you could do. But sleeping, you can't do. What about other activities? You also can't. Why did I single out sleeping? Because in the Sefer we're discussing sleeping. So everybody asks. But we know there's a Gemara that says, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Halacha, that one of the things you shouldn't do is to sleep on your clothes. It's just one of those things that you shouldn't do. It's kasha l'shichcha. It causes you to forget your learning. It's not going to sleep on their clothes. So a few answers. The one answer is that rule is only if you do it on a constant basis. On a constant basis, if you every night you always sleep on your clothes, then it's harmful in some kind of mystical way, and it's harmful for you. The Gemara says it. It's harmful for you. That's one shot. Rizal Chanan of Zonnefeld says another shot. It only works. Big Day Kodesh are an exception. Big Day Kahuna, that's an exception. So those are the two standard answers. So I saw that someone brought down a shaila. What if you fall asleep on your shirt? Like you put your arm down, so you're sleeping on your shirt. Is that a problem? So he says that's not a problem because while you're wearing the clothes, the whole rule doesn't apply. So when you're not wearing them. If you're wearing them and you put your arm on, you want to rest your head, and you put your arm down, you put your head on your arm, that's not violating this rule of sleeping on clothes. It doesn't apply. So Shmas Mina. So we just said Shmas Mina. I'm sorry, Poshtin Umakap, but they would take off the clothes, Umakaplin, and they would fold them, and put them underneath their head. So Shmas Mina, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? Big Day Kahuna nitnu lahanis behem. The Big Day Kahuna were given to have Hana. Why? Because I can use it for a pillow. I can use it for a pillow. Right? If I can use it for a pillow, I'm allowed to have Hana. So Amar of Papa. So Rav Papa says, Lo Tema Tachas Rosh Shehen. No! We're not answering that question. We don't know about... You get it. What does it mean underneath their heads? It doesn't mean underneath their heads. Ela Ema Kineged Rosh Shehen. Right next to their head. Right next to their head. Not sleeping, you're not using it as a pillow. It's right next to you. Why would you do that? So some say, we're not scared you're going to roll over on them. You want them right near you. That's okay. There's no bazillion there. I put it right next to my bed. It's no bazillion.
Yeah, but there's also no hana, so
what?
But there's no hana, so what's the...
What's the chiddush?
The
chiddush is that we're not... That's what we're going to say to the Omer of Mishashi. It starts out, tefillin and atzad shaper dami. You do the same thing to tefillin. You do the same thing to tefillin. You get a tefillin right next to you. Maybe I'll roll. That's something. That's the chiddush. That we're not choshes. You're going to roll over on them. We're not choshes. You're going to roll. You can sleep right next to your tefillin. The halacha is you shouldn't put tefillin by your feet. That's a bazillion. But to put tefillin right next to your head, maybe I'll roll over on them. We're not choshes for that. That's all it is. That's all he's saying. Nothing more striking than that. And the same thing by tefillin. So you can do the same thing by tefillin. It's also kedusha. That also seems to be right. You know why? The kineged rosheihen. We're talking about kineged, not on your head, not under your head, next to your head. Because if you're going to tell me that you're wearing, that you're putting the big day kahuna mamash under your head, for typically mishum klayim. Wait a minute. We know that the big day kahuna may not have klayim. You don't have to sleep. What? You don't have to sleep on klayim. You're getting hanah. I'll use Clive as a as a mattress or a sheet. We're going to get to that. It's klayim. Klayim is not just wearing. Klayim is any hana, sitting, right? Right. Derech levisha has to be derech levisha, but 1 minute. Daha ika avnet, because there's the belt. The only beged that was made out of linen, the only beged that was made out of shatnez was the belt, potentially. So even if you want to tell me it's mutter to have hanah from the big day kahuna, ha mishan miklayim, get hanah from klayim. Right, so it has to be talking about next to you, because even if you want to say it's mutter to have hanah from klayim, from it's mutter to have hanah from big day kahuna, you can't see, but it's klayim. Right? Now, ha nichal amanda amar avneto shal kohen gadol. Zehu of the initial Kohen Hedyot. That the Avnet, the belt of the Kohen Gadol, was the same one worn by the Kohen Hedyot. The belt that the Kohen Gadol wore every day of the year, that had Klayim. The belt that the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur did not have Klayim. The whole question is, what about the big day Kahuna of the regular Kahanim? Was that like the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, which did not have Klayim? Or was it like the belt of the Kohen Gadol of the whole year, which did have Klayim? That was a Machlokas. We had that Machlokas already. So if you hold that it was like the one of the whole year, then it had Klayim. Then the kasha gets off the ground. El mandar of the nishal kohen gadol lo itzol nishal kohen hedyot, but it wasn't. So my ikal lemeimar. So then we don't have a kasha because there is no klayim, and then there would be no reason why you can't sleep under it. So ki tema klayim bilavisha v'halahu the usher. The klayim, the only klayim, the time the klayim is usher is if you're wearing it b'hatzah shari, but leaning on it or sleeping on klayim, that's okay. But atadia, we'd have a brice that supports that because it says la'yala olecha, don't put klayim on you. Abol atamotel hotzio tachtecha, you're allowed to go on it, meaning you're allowed to use klayim as a pillow. But don't do that. The Chacham came along and said, don't do that. You know why? Because maybe a hair, a strand of the klayim will somehow get tangled on you. If you're allowed to sleep on klayim, what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to wear it. But I can go to sleep on it. But as a precaution, the Chacham said, don't do that either. You know why? Because if you have a string of klayim sticking out of the pillow, and while you're sleeping, and while you're tossing and turning, it'll somehow get wrapped around you, and then you're wearing it. So to prevent that, don't do it. Don't do it. Right? Don't even sleep on the klayim. V'chi tema, the mastic love, midi baini baini. And if you're going to say there's something interposing between you and the klayim, I have a regular pillow. Then I have the clothes underneath that. So I'm not really sleeping on the klayim. The Amar Rav Shimon Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Amar Rebbe Mishum, Kala Kedishas B'Yerushalayim. They said this in the name of the ancient Kahal of Yerushalayim, the holy Kahal of Yerushalayim. I feel Esther Mitzvahs will adopt the Klayim Tachteim Asalishin Aleim. Even if there's 10 mattresses and the Klayim's underneath the bottom one, and you're on a mattress number 11, you're still not allowed to sleep there. It's still called Hana. Right? So, all this demonstrates El Olav Shmamina, Keneged Rashehen Shmamina. It must be next to you, it can't be underneath you. If it's underneath you, how are you sleeping? If it's underneath you, how are you sleeping? You can't. It's klayim. It must be that it's next to you. So we have not answered our question whether or not it's mutter to use the big day kahuna. That question is still not answered. Because we got off of this whole side tangent about klayim. And it all boils down to they didn't sleep on it. So if they didn't, that's the whole thing. So is it mutter? We don't know yet. Just very interesting. Some say from this Gemara, you see from here, that when the Gemara says they have a principle, Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh, right? No Darabonis in the base of the Mikdosh. It's only Shabbos. Only Shabbos we say such a rule. Klayim, we say, they can't sleep under it. It's only Darabonis. Maybe the hair, the strands are going to come tangled in you and you're going to be wearing Klayim. Right? And they can't do it. So you see that by Durabonans, there is Durabonans at the base of Mikdash. Right? I think the Radvaj says that.
Maybe that was
in the process of the Abonans. No, so the Maritz Chai says it's crazy what you're suggesting. What's the reason Ein Shavus B'Mikdash? The reason for Ein Shavus B'Mikdash is, one of the reasons, is the Kahanama's reason. You don't have to say don't do this on Shabbos because maybe you'll come to do the Araisa. They'll never do it. Ein Shavuot Mikdash. They're very careful people. Here, the guy's sleeping. So when you're sleeping, you can't be a Zariz. You can't be careful. You're sleeping. So of course there's a problem. But in Echonami, if it would be a Durabana that's not related to Shabbos, also we'd allow it. Because there's a reason. Hey, that happens to the guy sleeping. What do you want from the guy? He's sleeping. So there's a very good chance he's going to be wearing Klayim. You can't control yourself when you're sleeping. So to prevent that, we told him no. That's a Hachlokas that comes out of this Gemara. Anyway, we still have not answered the question of whether or not the Vigda Kahuna were allowed to have Hanah from them or not. We haven't answered that question. Because we said that this Braisa was talking about that the Begadim were next to you. They couldn't have been under you. That couldn't have been. But Rav Ashi says, no, lo mol tachas rasheyen. Really, they're under you. It's a Klayim problem. Faham kamathani miklayim. But you're getting Hanah from Klayim. So, this is the heter that people, this is it. So what the answer is, no. Bigde kahuna kushin hain. The Bigde kahuna were hard. They were stiff. Rashi says, kushin hain, what does that mean? That means, v'ena mechamimim. They don't warm the body. They only warm the body because they keep out the cold. They don't warm the body because they're inherently begadim. Because they're kushin, they're too hard. Therefore, lefikach ain behem yishom klayim. There's no klayim issue. Because you're not getting hana. It's not a derech levisha because of the begadim per se. It's only the effect of the begadim. That's not considered klayim. So some say that might have only been true about the belt. Well, the begadim was so stiff and tough. Well, yeah, each thread was like 6-12 threads. It was thick clothing. It was very thick material. But this caution that to the extent where it's not even klayim, that might have only been the belt. The belt's the only one that climb anyway. That might have been only the belt. Kiha the Amar Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua. Hi Namta Gamda Dinarish. This hat, this felt hat from Norish is Sharia. It's not a climb problem. You know why? Because it's kashim. It's so hard. If it's so hard, it's not called Levisha, and therefore it's mutter. Now we're gonna have a Braitha Araya Beferish that's mutter. Toshma. Bigdikahuna, Hayotzi Behan, if you go out with them, Limedina Usar. You can't go out with them to the street. I don't go to the street, Bigdikahuna. But Ubamikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, as long as you don't leave the grounds, Bein Bishatz Avoda, Bein Shalom Bishatz Avoda, Mutter. You're allowed to wear them. You don't have to take them off the second you finish the Avoda. It's Mutter. You know why? Because you're allowed to have enough from them. Shema Minah, that's the Raya. Okay, we've stopped the Raya. Now we're going to go off on a tangent. And the rest of the daf is a tangent. First, we're going to have a story now of Shimon HaTzadik, and then the rest of Amud Beis is fantastic stuff. So, I don't know, maybe it was a bigger, more inappropriate. Rashi says, the Mazid is also Shinog Behem Derechol. Because Derechol. The only other question that comes up, which is related to yours, is what about at night? When it's not even the Zman of Avoda. Right? If they're sitting around waiting for Avoda to happen, do they have to change to the regular clothes? So we say they don't have to. They could eat, they could go for a walk, or they can't take a nap. Because you have unrelated issues about it being appropriate. But they can eat, they can take a walk, they can shmooze. And then when the Avoda comes, they can go do the Avoda. They're allowed to keep the Bindikuda on while they're waiting. But what about at night? So at night, there's not even Zman Avoda. There's nothing to do. Then the question was, can they keep the Bindikuda on? That's the So he's asking, how come? So why can't they go for a walk in the street? Only the Beis HaMikdash can go for a walk. Why can't they go to the street? So you can see that's more of a chol activity, which is what Rashi says. That's more of a chol activity. Stay on the Beis HaMikdash ground. Stay in the Malkum Kedusha. Okay. Now, Medina lo? What, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear a big day kahuna on the Medina in the street? He's not allowed to. There's a famous story that we see it did happen once. For Tanya, be'esim v'chamisha b'teves on the 25th day of Teves. Other versions of this have it in the 21st day of Kislev. 21st day of Teves, Yom HaGrizim, which is the day called HaGrizim. Delo, Lemasapet Yom. You don't have no Hispedim on that day. There's no Hispedim on that day. You know why? It's a Yontif. One of these minor Yontifs that were mentioned in the Megillah of Tainus. Minor Yontif, right? None of the Megillah of Tainus apply today, except for Chanukah and Purim. It's a minor Yontif. Shebikshu Kusiyim as Beis Elokeinu. They wanted to have the Beis HaMikdash, the Kusim, the Samaritans, wanted to have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. May Alexandrus Mokdon, from Alexander of Macedon. right, from Macedonia, Lachmiv wanted to destroy it. V'nathnu lahem ba'u, and they got wind of the plan. V'hodi'u as Shimon HaTzadik, and they informed Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol. Ma'asa, what did he do? Lavash Bigde Kahuna, he took the Bigde Kahuna. V'nis Atef Bigde Kahuna, he wore the Bigde Kahuna. U'meyikre Yisrael Imo, and the choice elders, the statesmen of Yerushalayim went with him. V'avukot shel or b'yadayin, and torches in their hands. V'chol halayla halalu, and that whole night, holchem b'tzadzeh, they went from one side. V'holchu halalu holchem b'tzadzeh, and this means the kusim were coming from the other side to beat him. Ad sha'ala morashachar. K'yivin sha'ala morashachar, when dawn came, amalahem, mi halalu? So Alexander said to his attendants, who are these people? Amru lo, Yehudim, the Jews, Shemar Dubach, they're rebelling against you. We got word they're rebelling against you. Kibin Shigia la Antipatris, when they got to that town, Zarachachama, the sun was shining, Upogazeh Bezeh, and they had a meeting. Kibin Shira la Shimon HaTzadik, when Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik in the flesh, Yarad Mimar Kavto, he went off from his chariot, V'eshtachav olafanav, and he bowed down in front of them. Amrulo, melech. So what happened? Shimon HaTzadik got off his horse and bowed down. I'm sorry, Alexander got off his horse and bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. Amrulo, melech gadol kamos v'eshtachav olehudi zeh. You're the emperor of the world. You bowed down to this old Jew? What's going on here? So Amrulahem, demus diyukno shel zeh menatzeches lefonai bebeis malchamti. I always see the image of this man when I go out to battle. We had this before. I always see the image of this man when I go out to battle. He's not an ordinary person. I conquered the whole world. It's because of him. It's all him. Amalahem, he said, Lama Basim. So what are you doing here? How come you came to see me? So Amru, so Shimon said, I said, Efshar Beis Shemispalim Bo Alecha, the house that we're davening for you. Where do we daven for him? So they used to say of tefillah to him. Or some say on Sukkot, they offered 70 animals for him. Right, for all the nations. So this should be well. Right. So we daven for you. V'al malchuscha shot t'charev. We daven that your kingdom should not be destroyed. Yitu'ucha ovdei kachavim l'achrivo. You're going astray by the ovdei kachavim who wanna destroy it. So amalehem mihalalu. Who are they? Who wants to destroy it? Amrulo kusi malalu sha'omnu l'fenecha. These guys right here. So amalehem harehei mesur miyadechem. I'm giving them over to you. Miyad, right away. Nikavim ba'akvehem. They put holes in their heels. V'tolom b'zanfei suseim. They dragged them around through the tail of horses. V'yemegarin osan ala kotzim, and they dragged them along the kotzim. V'ala barkanim, and on the thorns and on the thistles. Achigil hargrizim, until they got to hargrizim, which was where they lived. Kibun shagigil hargrizim. Once they came to hargrizim, they buried them. Harshehu, they plowed. V'zareu, and they planted. Karshinim, they planted different vegetables. Chedera shebitshu lasos beis elokeinu. The way they wanted to do to the beis hamikdash, that's what happened to them. Right? Also yom, so yontif. And then they made a yontif. And besides making a yontif, the Gemara also says that year they made a rule that all the kahanim, it started out as kahanim, all the male kahanim born that year were named Alexander. Right, Danny? They were named Alexander. And Alexander became a Jewish name. A lot of people, even in the shul, named Alexander, it became a Jewish name based on this story. What do you see from the story? He wore the Bigde Kahuna in the street. He wore the Bigde Kahuna in the street. So you already know what the answer is going to be. Either you could say they weren't the real Bigde Kahuna. They just looked like they were. So he got around the problem. But to Alexander the Great, it looked good. Or, it was an emergency. When there's an emergency, you have no choice. When do you apply that rule? You have to be Shimon HaTzadik to know when to apply it. But it was an emergency. They had no choice. Okay. Next. Now, Chazan HaKnesses, no shall say for Torah. The Chazan gave the Sefer Torah to the Gabbai, to the Sagan, over to the Kohen Gadol. So each one is giving it to someone greater as a sign of respect. So does that mean, so the Gemara says, Shmamina, Cholkin kovod l'talm b'makom rav. You can ascribe kavod to a Talmud in front of the Rav. We'll be mechaved each other. The Kohen Gadol sitting there watching this. Is that appropriate? So you see from here, yes, it's a long-standing machlokas. Can you do that? Can you give kavod to someone else in front of the Rebbe? Seems to be, yeah. We're passing the Torah around as a sign of kavod. and the Rebbe's there.
The
so that's what Gemara's going to answer. No. Amar Abaya, no. Kula Misham Kovad Kohen Gadol Hi. The whole thing is for the Kohen Gadol's honor. To show how many underlings there are. He's over here, and look who's beneath him. So many people. He's got to go through so many hands to get to him. So the question's not resolved. Fine. The Kohen Gadol Omeid. So the Mishnah said the Kohen Gadol was standing when they would bring the laning. Meklal Shehu Yoshev. It's a riot that he was sitting. V'ha'anan Tanan. But we know Ein Yeshiva Bazara. There's no sitting in the Azara. Ela Machas Beis David Bolvad. Except for Malchus Beis David. Shenemar, like it said, V'yavo Melech David V'yeshu L'fnei Hashem. It's the only place in Tanakh where it says the word sitting with in the Azara, and you see it was Malchus Beis David. So the Gemara answers, K'damar of Chitha. Like if Chitha answered in another unrelated context, you know where the sitting was? It was Be'ezras Nashem. There you're allowed to sit. There you're allowed to sit. That's where he was sitting. So he was sitting, and then they brought him in from there to come lane. Now, Hachanami Be'ezras Nashim. Rav Chista said over there, Ezras Nashim. Here too, Ezras Nashim. Now, Vehecha Itmad Rav Chista. Where did Rav Chista say that Ezras Nashim? Aha, on the following. Meisra, he asked the question. The Tanya, Hechen Karid Bo Ba'azara. Where did they lane in the Azara? When were they lane in the Azara? So, on Yom Kippur. Hakel. Every 7 years. A few times they would lane. So, where did the laning take place? Rolos Ben Yaakov, Omer Baharabayas. Anywhere in the Harabayas. Shenemar. Vayikra Bo, Lefnei HaRachov, Asher Lefnei Shahamayim. The Amr of Chista, no, but Ezra's Nashim. In the Ezra's Nashim. So you see that there was some things went on in the Ezra's Nashim. What, now that we've mentioned this pasuk about the laning in the Ezra's Nashim that took place by Ezra, that's by Ezra, now the rest of the daf we're going to discuss something that happened with Ezra. Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem Elokim HaGadol. Ezra blessed the great God. My Gadol. What do you mean, Gadol? So, Amar of Yosef, Amar Rav, Shegid lo b'shem ha'meforash. He exalted him with the shem ha'meforash. That's what it means. What? That's what it means. Rav Gidl Amar, no, he didn't say that. What he said was, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yada olam. A very long, like, that's like Amen. Right? We say Amen, he said that. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yada olam. So, Amar le'abaya, Lerv Dimi, v'dilma v'shegid lo b'shem ha'meforash. Maybe it was a shem ha'meforash. Why are you saying such a fantastic thing he said? To Amaleno ain Omer Mshem Meforish Begvulin. You never say the Shem Meforish in the Gvulin. What's the Gvulin? Even the Ezra's Nashim. It's not Mamash in the Azara. You would never say such a thing. Now, I Vokziv Vayamod Ezra Asofer Al Migdal Eitz Asher Asuladavar. That Ezra made a big proclamation. It was a big push when they came back to try to get the men to divorce their wives that weren't Jewish. It was a big push. He made a big push, and he gathered everybody into the town square, wherever it was. The Amar of Gidol Shagidlo B'Shem Meforash, and he said the Shem Meforash. So you see that there was a time when he did say it, not in the Gvulin. He said it in the Gvulin. So he says, "Yeah, Harasha Haisa. That was an emergency. That was Harasha. What was Harasha? We don't want people married to non-Jews. So for such a reason, it's a shock value, right? You say the Shem Meforash. Well, what's he talking about? Oh, he's talking about my wife. I better do something about it." No. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. It's obviously the difference. They bring different... Right? Eitz Lassos, the only time that's the famous pasuk, that was the heter for writing down Torah Shabbal Peh. What? Right, we just had it now, but when I saw that, I said, wait, really? That's the pasuk? The Gemara is using that pasuk. That's the part. Eitz Lassos Hashem, Fair Torah Shabbal. Sometimes, you have to violate the Torah to keep the Torah. Right? If we wouldn't have allowed the Torah to be written down, it would have been forgotten. People were losing the ability to remember everything. They had no choice. Same thing over here. We had no choice. Harasha seems to be a little different. Anyway, V'yitzuku el Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol. My Omer, what did he say? What did he say already? Omer Rav v'item Rav Yochanan. Listen to this. What did Ezra say that was so shocking? What did he say? He said, baya baya. Whoa, whoa. Whoa. Rashi says, baya baya means, where is it? Baya baya, lashon sa'aka v'kublana. It's lashon of crying and wailing. Oyvei, exactly. Based on this Gemara, some say that if you say those words while you're davening, it's not considered a hesek. If you say, oyvei, ribono shel olam, if you say those words, it's not considered a hesek, because it's part of tefillah. It's part of tefillah. Ha, de'echrar be'le mikdasha. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Right, the kalya lehechala, the hechal's been burnt. The katlina lekulu tzadike, All the tzaddikim have been destroyed. V'igludu liYisrael me'areihem, me'arahon. And the Jews have been exiled from their land. V'adayin merakeh bein kulan. And still, the Yetzirah is dancing among us. Meaning, we can't get rid of him. Kulan yahavin alon el lekabule be'agra. The whole reason is the Yetzirah here is that we should get reward. The more you fight him, the more you misgaber, the more reward you get. But they can't do it. Lo ihu be'inon, lo v'lo igra be'inon. We don't want him, we don't want the reward. Nafa lahu piska, mirakia, a piece of paper fell from the sky, tavikasev ba emes. And on it was written emes. They took that as a sign, Ezra took that as a sign, Amr of Chanina, first of all, Sharmina Chosama Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu emes, that the seal of Hashem is emes. Osivna, Osivu, Batainisa, Tlasi Yom, Tlasi Leila. They fasted for 3 days and for 3 nights. Mesruhu, Nahali, Lahaline, and it was given over to them. What was given over to them? The Yetzihara. The Yetzihara was handed over to them. Which Yetzihara? We're talking about the Yetzihara for Avodah Zarah. It was handed over to them. It was given to them. Nafak, Asa, Kiguria, Denura, Bibes, Kachi HaKadoshim. And it came out in the shape of a young lion, a fiery young lion, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where the Yetzirah came out from. Amalahu, Nevi Yisrael, and so the Navi said, which Navi Zechariah said, Rashi says, Haino Yetzirah Devot Zechavim. There is the Yetzirah Devot Zechavim. Shenemar, V'yomer Zot HaRashah, Bahadi Tafsa, Dahadi Tafsa, go grab it. And they grabbed it. And Ishtamet Benethi Mamziya, and one hair of the lion's fur, the mane, this fiery, whatever this means, came out. The Ramakal of Azal Kalia Abramea Parsi, and it shook for 400 parsa. Amru, Hechi Nevid, what should we do? Dilma Chas V'Shalom Rachmi Alayhu Min Shemaya. Maybe Hashem didn't have Rachmanos on the Yetzirah. And he's not going to let us take him away. Amaluhu Navi, so the Navi said, Shadyuhu Beduda Da Abra, put it in a lead jar, V'Chafiyu Blepumye Da Abra, and seal it with a lead seal, the Abra Mishav Shav Kala, because lead will absorb the sound of the lion roaring. Shenemar, V'yom Rizav Shav Rishav, V'yishach Hoso, El Toch, Ha'efa, that they threw it into the lead, V'yishach Hesa Evan, Ha'afar Alpiha. Okay, Amru, so they said, Hold Eitz Ratzin Hu, now that it's an Eitz Ratzin, Nibayi, now right, we got our wish. We got our wish. So now, Nibayi Rachamei, Ayitzra Da'Avera. Let's get rid of the Yetzihara for Avera. What's Avera? Arias. Specifically, other people's wives. Right, let's get rid of that. That's the other big one. Let's get rid of that one. So boy Rachame, they daven for it. V'amtza bidaihu. And it was given to them. Amalahu chazi. So the Yetzihara said, chazi, look at this. Dikatlisu lihi lahu. If you kill me, Kalya Alma, you're going to destroy the world. So Chavshuhu Tlasi Yomi, they look for 3 days. Uboi Baitza Bas Yomu B'chol Eretz Yisrael V'lo Ishtakeh. They look for an egg that had been laid in the past 3 days. They couldn't find one. Why? Because no one was engaging in Puruvu, not even the animals. Why? Because the Yitzhar was taken away. The Taiva was taken away. Somebody was doing it. They couldn't even find an egg. Couldn't even find an egg. Amri Hechi Navid, what should we do? Nakdele Kalya Alma, if we're going to destroy the whole world. We can't have a world without a Yetzirah for this. So, Niboi Rachame Apalda. So let's dive in for half. What's the half? You should have Taiva for your own wife, not for someone else's wife. At least that much we should get. So for some reason, Pagadiriki Lo Yahave. That doesn't work. Hashem doesn't give a half a Yetzirah away. Keep a half. That doesn't happen. So, Kachline Le'ene, they poked out its eyes. They poked him in the eyes. Vishavku, and they left the Yetzirah alone. The Ahani Delo Migri Be Leinish Bekrivse, and that's why people generally, as a general rule, people don't have a taiva for their relatives, for their mother and sisters. People generally don't have such a taiva, right? Someone else's wife, they do, but for their mother and their sister, people don't.
Because they poked out his eyes.
And why couldn't the poking at the eyes affect the wives, right? The other people's wives? I don't know. But at least it worked to this extent. And I think it's pretty much, people don't have a taiva. There's all these truvas about yichud with your mother, yichud with your sisters, and emotions, a lot of, it's all halacha, but it could have been, but there's no taiva. There's no taiva for this. Just like there's really pretty much no taiva for Avodah Zarah. Right? It's pretty much been taken away. right? All those stories. Ravashi couldn't understand. How could Menashe be over to Vodazara? How could he do it? We don't have a time before. He can't even fathom it. So Menashe came to him in a dream, the king Menashe, and said, if you would have been there when I was around, you wouldn't have been able to pick you up your pants fast enough to run with me to the base of Vodazara. That's how strong the taiva was. That's what he told Ravashi. So it was a tremendous. So Petzed, pretty Baruch Hashem, pretty much there is no taiva for this. Pretty much, you have aberrations, but as a general rule, it's not something that people chase after. They don't chase after the run to be a guy to be over to Vodazara.
Doesn't it say somewhere that the taiva for Vodazara was replaced by Gilui Rais?
No, this Gemara says the opposite. I don't know. They tried to get rid of it, but they realized they couldn't. So the Michtam Eliyahu has a piece here, which is very similar to something that we had spoken about in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky, which was that to have Bechira Chafshis in the world, to have free choice. So when you see miracles going on every single day, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you see this cloud, this lion, it's all there in front of you, there had to have been an ingrained attraction to Avodah Zarah to keep the balance. Otherwise, where's the Bechira? What's my option? Nisim or those people? There's no choice. There's no option. Where's the Bechira? Right? You see the base, this glorious building with miracles every day, and what's the alternative? A bunch of people running around in the jungle. It's not an alternative. There's no Bechira for that. So built into the Teva was this attraction and this power of Avodah Zarah, this Koach, to make it fair. At least it should be fair. What the Chachamim did was, when they got this removed, they got Nisim removed as well. That's why pretty much Nevuah was gone, Nisim were gone, and the Taiva for Avodah Zarah was gone. He says that's why that. What do you mean? The Avodah Zarah, the Taiva for Avodah Zarah walked out of the Kodesh Kedushin. Is that where you would think he would be? Out of all places in the whole world, that's where he is. So he says exactly. It's basically the bigger they are, the harder they fall. In the holiest places. That's where the biggest attraction was, to go off the derech. So you have to be on such a high level even to even want this. Because who's an average person, they're not machshav of the miracles, they're not machshav of the avodah zarah. The whole thing doesn't apply to them. The bigger you were, that was a much bigger potential for a downfall. There's a huge, huge piece here by the Yonatan Eibschitz. He explains every single line. Why lead, why a fire, why a hair. How could you even grab it? You can't grab fire. The whole thing is an allegory, all boiled down to learning Torah. That's what the whole thing is learning Torah. Without learning Torah, you can't be a somebody. He says, how did the Avodah Zarah begin? The Rambam says, it was with good intentions. Why should I worship the great God? I'll worship his subordinates. I'll worship the sun. He created it. I'll worship the moon. He created it. I'll worship the subordinates. Isn't that also... Right? If you give cover to the vice president, you're giving cover to the president. That's how it started. That's a big mistake, but that's how it started. The only way you're going to get anywhere in life is with Torah. Torah also breeds, he says, it's all part of this, Torah breeds humility. Moshe Rabbeinu said many times, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I have to ask Hashem. I'm not sure. But the Salafan came, what do I do? What do we do? I don't know. But Pesach Sheni, they came, what do we do? I don't know. That only happens if you learn Torah. If you're a big shot, and somehow it's all that's why the MS is the Torah. The MS, the piece of paper that came down that said MS, that was a very, very long mystical piece. Just one thing we could say, we'll stop over here. We could end off with a line from the Magen Avraham Mizritch. So he says, they looked for an egg. They looked for an egg. What's an egg? An egg is Be'esa. Right? What does the word Be'esa mean in Aramaic besides an egg? It means davening, right? Davening, boy, the davening. So he says that, says in the Gemara, that not here, it says elsewhere, that Hashem created the Yetzer Hara, but Torah, which he includes davening, is a tavlin. Torah is the spice. What it means is spice. So without the Yetzer Hara to give you any kind of reason not to do anything, there's no passion. There's no passion. The whole Yetzirah gives you the will to fight. Gives you the will. That's what spices. It spices up your life. The Yetzirah gives you the spice to continue. Once there was no Yetzirah, so there's no davening. There was no davening. Nothing was going on. There was no passion. There was no will to be conquer anything. So it's just another added layer of what's going on. So almost finished. Amazing things out here with Yirmiyah and Daniel. And then tomorrow is the whole thing about what goes on by laning. with haftorahs and glila, very interesting stuff. And then we continue on. Today's shiur was sponsored by Studio Shari Greenberg, Ilan Ishmael, Studio's grandfather, Yosef Ben Isaac Yehuda.